Hello.
Hi, Thomas. How are you?
I'm good. How are
Good.
you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Fantastic.
Of course. I'm talking to you. Why wouldn't I be?
Right?
Exactly.
Who is your favorite jeweler?
Ooh, my favorite jeweler. I have to really, really think about it. I think it's you, actually.
Yeah,
How can it not
look
be? I mean, I even remember your birthday. How can it not be you?
you remember my birthday?
Yeah, it's coming up.
No, you're 1 month late.
I am not 1 month late. It's October 24th. Who are you kidding?
Holy shit, what, how you know?
Holy shit, come on. Listen, I know everything.
I'm sorry?
I know everything.
I guess so. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm telling you, it's slow over here.
Yeah? You've been pretty busy. Every time I've been calling, you've been busy.
Oh, it's a bullshit on the floor, but it's not really business like compared to last year this time.
Yeah? Well, what are you seeing? What are people asking for?
You know what they're asking for? Actually, I will say 3/4 of those people who come here, they're saying, Trump, 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 Trump.
It, huh?
Yeah. People get tired. But it
Well,
is what it is. We see.
it'll be
Listen,
over before we know it.
I saw beautiful pictures of you.
Of me?
Yeah.
When did you see those?
Oh, on an event.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Very nice.
Oh, thank you.
Wasn't a lot of people, huh?
I mean, it was a good amount. There was more. It didn't look like it in the pictures, but there was more here. And then we have another one in, well, not this weekend, but next weekend.
Yeah, after my birthday, I know.
Exactly, I know. And I'm sad you're not coming, but you should be.
Well, Katrina said, my wife said, stay away from Rochester.
Why?
She must be jealous about you.
Well, she can come.
Of course.
She can come and have a good time.
No, the thing is, we will attend, but not this year.
All right. Does that
Be
mean you
because
guys will come in the spring?
yes,
Okay.
that's our tour. Because we're not going to Miami, Jesus Antique Show. We're not going this coming January because we're gonna be overboard. But I mean, we're going
Overseas?
vacation, and but yeah,
All
we would
right.
like to attend the spring one.
Okay, so you guys want to come to the spring one?
Yeah.
Awesome. I can get you guys penciled in on that one.
I'm sorry?
I'll get you guys penciled in on that one then.
Okay.
I'd love to see you guys.
Don't you have any bonuses if you get the people go in, or how this
Well,
thing works on your side?
my bonus is that I get to meet you guys.
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely.
That's the biggest bonus of them all.
I'm just afraid, your boss gonna change again because you are my third person in a 20, I would say there are 20 years with the RDI.
Well, I've been pretty consistent with you so far, haven't I?
Yeah, for 2 years, not bad.
I was gonna say it's been almost a year now, so at least I've been there for this long with you.
Yeah, the longest was Joe Palermo.
Yep. But he was here for quite some time.
He popping up?
He's in Rochester, but he's not doing this anymore, obviously.
Yeah. Listen, I want to know the connection. What is the MDI?
MDJ? MDJ.
Yeah.
So that's our sister company.
That's what I thought when this guy called me, because he was working with the GBC first over here in Boston, right?
Yeah, yep. So MDJ Dominic, my our company owner owns part of MDJ as well.
Mm-hmm.
So
we moved some good amount of antique jewelry, but he's pretty expensive though.
Some of the stuff, but some of the stuff isn't. He's usually here, too, when we do our events in Rochester. He's usually here as well.
Mm.
But if you ever buy anything or sell anything to him, too, you know, I'm part of that as well.
Yeah. Well, we see. We're going to see you in the springtime.
Yes, you are.
If we're not in Europe.
We have to make sure.
Yeah, but it's on a collision date a little bit, but we see.
Okay. I'm going to hold you to it.
All right.
All right. Is there anything you're doing this weekend? Are you having any fun?
Oh, we have a sip and shop tomorrow. So
oh, nice.
I got to buy some alcohol, you know, and we see how this thing goes. But usually going very well.
What's your preference for alcohol? What do you usually drink?
I'm Polish, so what I can drink.
Well, what do you like? What's your go-to?
Of course, vodka.
Yeah. Any particular kind?
Of course, Polish.
What's your favorite brand?
Oh my God! You know, it's a hundred of different vodkas in Poland.
But you have to have a favorite.
Vodka is vodka for me.
Just all vodka.
I am not fussy man. You know, if I be in my 40s or 30s, I'd be fussy. But in this age, I'm not fussy.
Yeah, I understand that.
So you should ask Lucas next time what kind of vodka he likes. Lucas, what kind of vodka you like? Huh? He don't even know. He liked the vodka in green color with the five, you know. Oh, Crown Royal? That's Canadian.
I love Crown Royal.
But this is what? Brandy, whiskey?
It's whiskey.
Yeah, he is Polish cheater over Canadians now.
Hey, I'm a whiskey and bourbon girl, so.
And Tammy's close to Canada, you know?
I am.
So if we're going to Poland, you can go to Rochester.
I'll entertain him too, it's fine.
He can hold the liquor, don't you worry.
All right, well, I will let you guys get back to it, but let me know how I can help, okay?
All right, you got it. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, good luck tomorrow with the sip and shop, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, of course. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.